Hello again, everybody. I have to admit, when Doug asked me to do this, I thought, me, my story? I didn't play basketball for Dean Smith. I'm not a prominent attorney in Raleigh like Wade Smith. I'm not an actress out in L.A. like Sharon Lawrence. But I did grow up Presbyterian. I figured I was predestined to be a Tar Heel born. But I was almost born in Alabama. However, being a predestined Carolina girl, my last surviving grandparent, my grandfather, died the month before I was to be born. At the time, my dad was stationed in World War II in Alabama, and my mother was there with him. But when her daddy died, the month before I was to be born, the doctor said, well, you can come back. And he lived in Chatham County, down a little town called Goldston, Chatham County. He said, you can go back for the funeral, but you can't come back to Alabama until after the birth. So Mother wound up staying in Chapel Hill with her sister and her family, and thus I was born right here. However, it was actually Durham. I don't like to admit that, but it was at the Watts Hospital, what was called Watts Hospital then, because there was no hospital here in Chapel Hill at that time. As a Tar Heel bred, I grew up knowing Carolina was going to be my school. Carolina was all around me. My mother and dad both graduated from the UNC School of Pharmacy, as did Cliff and I. My mother graduated in 1938. And it was back when there were no facilities for women to live on campus. A woman came to Carolina then, you had to be a day student. So my mom lived with his sister and her family. I read that by 1939, there were all of 504 women at Carolina. And as you know, Carolina was founded in 1789. It was over 100 years before they admitted the first woman. And after World War II was over, my dad, who was in the Army Air Corps, was persuaded by my mother. As I said, she was already a pharmacist. She persuaded my dad to come to Carolina, go to pharmacy school. Then once the pharmacy dean found out that my mom was here, he asked her to come teach at the pharmacy school. So she wound up teaching my dad. And then Daddy always used to tell me, I never knew what to call her if I had a question. Should I say Mrs. Lynch or honey? And while we lived here, we were living in Victory Village, which is now student housing over here. And I learned how to swim at the indoor swimming pool on campus, the Bowman Gray Indoor Pool. Unfortunately, my lessons were interrupted because there was a polio thing going on that summer. Then after Daddy finished pharmacy school in 1950, we moved to Wilmington. That's where Mother and Daddy had met and married. And for a while, he was a pharmacist at Tom's Drugstore, downtown Wilmington, which was just closed a few years ago. I didn't know that. And when I was in the second grade, we moved to Dunn. But I still have a lot of fond memories about being in Chapel Hill, coming to visit this aunt and uncle, and going to Carolina football games, walking on the stone walls, and just having a great time at Memorial Hall where they had the Latin conference. But Dunn is where I met my husband, Cliff. As he was a cousin of one of my best friends, we all used to play those outdoor games. I don't think they play anymore. Things like kick the can, follow the arrow, hide and go seek. But when Cliff and I started dating my senior year in high school, his parents owned a drugstore in Dunn, and my parents owned a drugstore in Dunn. So we used to get a lot of teasing about dating the competition. Then when I was preparing to come to Carolina, Cliff, who'd always been a Carolina fan, decided he would come to Carolina, too. So he wound up playing football and basketball his freshman year. So we've been going to many basketball and football games over the years. The sister that my mom lived with and her husband were very involved in Carolina. My uncle was the university comptroller. Her sister later ran what is now the sports medicine department. Has at least 18 on staff, was actually called the treatment room, and she was the nurse as the one medical provider. Their daughter also graduated from Carolina from the School of Nursing, another early Carolina girl. My cousin, Charles Barber, married Jackie Merritt, who is from Chapel Hill. She's the daughter of Jack Merritt, who is described as a bruising fullback and was a star football player in 1921 to 22. He earned the nickname of the battering ram. And then when Vic Huggins was head cheerleader, he decided we needed a robust, kind of scary-looking mascot, and fell back on hearing about Jack Merritt being the battering ram, and that's how we got Ramses. And Ramses was our mascot, has been our mascot since 1924. When I came to Carolina in 1963, I lived in what was then known as the nurse's dorm. It was, and somebody alluded to that while I gave. Anyway, it was beside the hospital, and at the time, the hospital front faced the bell tower parking lot. It didn't face Manning Drive. They turned it around later years, but it faced the bell tower parking lot. And there was one little two-lane road that went from the nurse's dorm by the front door and out to Pittsburgh Street. It's very different now, of course. There were few women as freshmen here. Women had to be majoring in something medical, pharmacy, nursing, med tech, physical therapy, to be accepted as freshmen. Did y'all know that? I think there were about 8,000 students then when I came, and the men outnumbered the women 8-1. Not like that. But in their junior year, the women would start all transferred in from all the, there were a lot of girls' schools around, and they all transferred in their junior year. So it started changing the percentages a lot. And UNC even used to be called Women's College. For the women, there were rules and rules and rules. The guys had no rules. We had a separate student government. We had a dean of women. We couldn't wear long pants on campus, even with a coat over it. So we used to freeze in the wintertime because we had our little dresses and skirts and little Papagallo flats. It was so cold. We had to live in a dorm or a sorority house. We had to be in at 11 on weeknights, 12 on weekends. We had mandatory study hall, and there were Saturday classes. I even had a 3-hour physical chemistry lab on Saturday morning during football season. And I could look out the window and see everybody heading to the football games but me while I was in mixing potions. That was way before Carolina, any of the football games were televised, too. They were always at 1 o'clock. And if the women collected 12 hours of late minutes in a semester, you had to appear before your honor dorm, your dorm honor council, like you were some really bad person. But because it was so, the women were so scarce here, the guys imported women for dates from all these girls' schools that were surrounded, and they had to stay in what was an approved location. So a lot of the townspeople rented out rooms for the girls to stay when they came here on dates. Then when I came in 1963, the upper deck had just been added to Kenan Stadium. And there was nothing but temporary bleachers in the end zones if it was needed. Football games were such a big event. Everybody dressed up for them. The girls wore dresses and high heels. The guys wore coats and ties. And there was a card section, which they don't do anymore. A card section, you sat in this section, and at the direction of the cheerleaders, everybody had a poster under your seat, and you held up this poster. It had a letter on it, and it would spell out slogans, something like Beat Duke or whatever. Basketball at the time, in 63, was still played in Woolen Gym. Billy Cunningham was our star. The games were televised, but it was called Broad Vision. You watched the game on television, but you, in order to hear the play-by-play, you had to turn the radio on to hear what was happening. And the camera that showed the game was a stationary camera in the east wall of Woolen Gym. It was pointed right straight down the middle of the court. And do you know that the hole in that wall is still there? Carmichael dorm, where he played, was added my sophomore year. And do you know that why is it attached to Woolen Gym? The state at the time would not provide funds for a new building. So Carmichael was added to Woolen Gym as an annex. During my years here, we had incredible entertainment from the Temptations, Louis Armstrong, Smokey Robinson, Richie Havens, Chicago, Tina Turner, and many more. Most of it was in Memorial Hall. There was one restroom for the girls. It was upstairs, and it was always stocked up. But now we have this beautiful, wonderful Carolina Performing Arts in our beautiful Memorial Hall, which is one of our Carolina treasures. My first job after graduation, I worked as a pharmacist for 25 years at the Eckerd's at Eastgate Shopping Center here in Chapel Hill. Lots of the older coaches and my former teachers traded with me. They were customers with me. So it was really fun. Roles were totally reversed. Where they had been helping me, I was able to help them. And by staying in Chapel Hill, I was able to become involved. I've been able to be involved in a lot of Carolina events, activities, various awards, which we have found very enriching to our lives. By being here, too, I was able to check with the Southern Historical Collection and discovered that my great-grandfather served under Generals Jeb Stuart and Stonewall Jackson, which was fun because I never knew any of my grandparents or any of my or my great-grandparents. They all had died before I was born. One of my biggest perks, being a Carolina girl, has been getting to know all of you. Being a part of this incredible, inspiring, being a part of this incredible, inspiring university has been a wonderful family tradition, and hopefully I get to remain a part of it for a long time before I am Tar Heel dead.